Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Two, check, testing, 1, 2. Check the check, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 3, VITB in the place to be. Check.
Vince in the
back.
Vince in the gay or what?
Vince in the bay.
Fucking Bay, back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wacky Wednesday, January 16, 2013. Thank you for joining me here this lovely evening here. A little nipply outside here in the Bay Area. But I'm sure it doesn't, it pales in comparison to some of the temperatures that some of you might be experiencing, such as Vert. Vert, I saw that the Broncos were participating in, 9-degree weather? Jesus Christ. So glad I don't have to deal with that kind of weather anymore. I lived in New York for a couple of years, and that was just wasn't good for my constitution. Whatever that means. So, yeah, welcome to Wacky Wednesday. Glad to have folks here. We can talk about anything or everything or anything or something that's on your mind. So long as you call in. 347-826-7667. No special guest tonight. No real agenda. It's open lines. Callers call in with anything you want to talk about. A lot of shit going on. I think I'm going to cover the Obama gun control speech today, where he signed a couple of 23 executive orders take a little look at that. Yeah, he did this speech in front of a bunch of kids, using these poor kids as goddamn props. As an excuse to take away our guns. I don't appreciate that. I hope those kids, when they grow up, they'll look back and realize how they got chumped by Mr. Obama. Okay, so that's going on. Lindsay Lohan apparently is a quote high class escort now. Apparently, we all know she says she's had legal and financial trouble. The Huffington Post basically said that she has turned to being a high class escort. I certainly don't know how they got class in there at all, but apparently her dad made a comment to that effect and has since denied that she's an escort. But come on folks, everybody's got a price. And I was thinking that maybe we could put together like a WePay account, and we could all hire Lindsay for a night. I don't know, a night in like Vegas or something. We all meet in Vegas and party with Lindsay Lohan all night. I think that'd be cool. Yeah, what else? Dennis Kucinich, the progressive former congressman, is going to be joining Fox News of all news outlets to be a contributor there. That should be interesting. I'd like to be a current contributor to Dennis Kucinich's wife's pleasure. She's pretty hot. Speaking of pretty hot, we got some hotties in the chat room here. We got Assert MacFags. We got Melissa 13 and Nikki Smokes a Lot. Holly B in the house. Von Rage in the building. Thank you, Von Rage, for hanging out with me last night. I really appreciate that. I had a fun time chit-chatting with you. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, you know, I want to thank everybody for listening. I know you're not here because you want to listen to the show. I just realized today that you all apparently pulled my playing card. Apparently there's been this, Dungeons and Dragons, card game thing going on, virtual card game thing. And it was revealed that there's actually a card of me. It's like card, each, I don't know, person on the internet has their own card. And if you draw my card, you are required to listen to my show listen to two of my shows. So I understand everybody is here just to fulfill that. But I thank you for playing. And since you drew that card, you're going to have to endure me for the next 2 hours. It's just how it goes. It's part of the game. Yeah, a lot of people had some interesting cards. What else is happening? We can talk about cards. Also, does anybody know what the fuck's going on with Miss Becker? I don't know if you guys follow Miss Becker, but she's either subtweeting the fuck out of somebody, or she's completely gone off the rails. I'm actually, frankly, I'm a little bit concerned. No, Spyco, you're not dropping credit cards today on Blog Talk Radio. No, I didn't say we were carding today. No, you misunderstood me, Spyco. Spyco in the chat room says we're going to drop cards today. No, I was talking about these playing cards. Come on, Spyco, you know what I'm talking about. You even have a playing card. I think if you draw a Spyco playing card, you automatically get like 50 sock puppets, Twitter sock puppet accounts. No, Spyco, there will be no carding in this room. This is not a carding room. We don't do that shit here, right? No doxing, no carding, none of that shit, all right? Trying to run a reputable show, a serious talk show. We can have some fun, but... excuse me. But there's no personal information to be have pasted in the chat room at all. Okay. All right. So I have got a ton of requests and quite a few people on the switchboard. So I'm going to fulfill a request while I figure out who the hell's on the line. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to send this one out to Blackberry Kush. Blackberry Kush in the chat room was firsties. I'll get to Dick Cheese in a second. I got requests to fulfill tonight. We will get to them. There'll definitely be some Dick Cheese played on the show. Don't worry about it. But since Blackberry Kush was firsties in the chat room and requested some Gogol Bordello because apparently he, she, it, whatever, saw Gogol Bordello on New Year's here in San Francisco. And if you've never seen Gogol Bordello perform, my God, do yourself a favor and check them out. They are a knee-slapping good time. And here they are with Not a Crime. Be right back.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголь. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Drop the charges!
Thank you. naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time, press rewind, you know, today, today.
What a crime! In your time, it was not a crime!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You know what it is. Vince back up here with you. Twitter shout-outs. Big ups on Twitter to Crappy Airbags, who's also in the chat room. I can't believe Crappy Airbags didn't old fag on us and pass out. I don't know. Apparently, Crappy Airbags and Rep Dan Gordon are getting into it on Twitter. Yeah. Dan Gordon, yeah, sure. You guys should both call in and duke it out on my show. That'd be fun. Dan's called my show before, so I don't think it'll be a problem. Apparently, I Has Candy feels left out. He says, not everyone has a card. Like, I thought everybody on the internet had their own card for this game. Does I Has Candy not have a card? I don't know. All right. And also, big ups to Shadow DXS, who is with me and apparently has a surprise for me. What's up, Shadow? What do you got for me?
What's going on, Vince?
Nothing much. Just doing the show, dude. It's Wacky Wednesday. What's going on with you?
I just wanted to announce that even though there is already an Events in the Bay card, you now have a set from the DXS deck.
Oh, I'm in two different decks?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sweet, dude. Okay, you got to tell me about this one and link me, too.
All right, just go to my Twitter account, ShadowDXS, and you're on the top tweet right there.
Awesome. What am I going to see here?
Just your logo, you know, background to match, and some effects.
Vince in the Bay now has a trading card. All right, let's check this out. Okay, Vince in the Bay has got my logo. Ear Rapist. Special effect. Player is now forced to call into Vince in the Bay to voice a complaint about his hatred of bacon. All players must eat a plate of bacon to counter the gayness of this card. That's a brutal card.
Glad you like it.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking view image, saving image ads. I like it, dude. That was hilarious. I love these card games.
So Dan Cash is actually suggesting that we make this a real thing. A couple of people are actually suggesting it. They're wanting to to put this in like a, you know, like one of those little card making places on the internet where you can go and actually like order a 10 of custom cards.
Yeah, sure.
Talking to Spyco, and I think we might drop it at DevCon just to see what happens.
Oh, that's cool. Just pass them out randomly on the floor.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I think that'd be cool. You should definitely do that. Make a shit ton of cards, though, dude. You got to make sure you cast a wide net.
Oh, yeah. Dude, whoever's fucking net-worthy on the internet's getting one. I mean...
I hope I has Candy has one. He's already complaining to me.
I made him one. If you look down on my timeline, you'll see that I has Candy as a card from me.
Okay, let me check this out.
Hey, here it is, right here. I has Candy, biggest bitch in the whole world. Special effect. Player is now the gayest thing on the internet. Players have to rage quit the match and do a full-fledged corn-fed retard rage march back to their trailer park.
Is that really what he looks like?
Yeah, that's him. That big old five head.
Dude, he needs to clean up and lose the stash. No, seriously, he's not a bad-looking guy. It's like, just do clean up, lose the stash. But they, of course, when they put you on the internet, they always find the worst possible photo of you. So
I've made a total of 20 cards now, Vince. You are the 20th card to be made.
Awesome. It's a good round number.
Yep. Would you like a complete list of the names? I'm not going to read them all off as far as the effects and shit.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to see that.
All right. But,
You got another, what, 6 months to produce a bunch more?
Oh, yeah. So as it stands right now, here is the official list of 20. Your card being most recent is Vince in the Bay, followed by I Has Candy, Savu, Jake Davis, a.k.a. Topiary, Sue Basco, Jennifer Emick, Shadow DXS, La Researcher, Fred Felt of Westboro Baptist Church, Sanguine Rose, Thomas Ryan, Anonymous, Robin Sage, Bitchius, Adrian Lamo, the 4chan Party Van Trap Card, Lulsec, Jester, Spyco, and Barrett Brown.
I love that Spyco was your second one. Speaking of Spyco, I think he's here. What's up, Spyco?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, dude, just getting into this whole card game phenomenon.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's,
what
it's
is your card have on it?
I gotta
scroll down your timeline to find out what it is.
There's two different ones. One's like my Avi on Twitter, and then one's me with a shoe on my head. Yeah. But I have so many socks that, you know, this is going to be a fuckload of mine. I'm just saying. Expect it.
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll down here in Shadow DXS's timeline to find Kelly Hallisey has one.
You know, you can click the gallery and just keep pressing right. It'll go through all the pictures. I hope you know that.
I know what the fuck I'm doing, dude.
Do you really?
No, I don't. Thanks for telling me that.
I think you've proven that you don't know what you're doing on most things that you do, dog.
Oh, my God. Is that what Kelly Hallisey like?
What?
Is that what Kelly Hallisey really looks like?
Yeah, I've heard. Ain't she pretty?
God. Adrian Lamo just looks so creepy in everything I've ever seen a picture of him.
Now, imagine that Coke bottle of his pussy.
I love Fred Phelps. He looks happy. That's a nice little jar of green bud you have there, dude. Oh, bacon.
Aw, yeah, Nick.
I don't even see Spyco in here. What the fuck?
This dude with the shoe on a fucking head, man. How can you miss that? Blue fucking shoe on a head. Are you kidding me?
Is it in your... Wait, I'm going through Shadow DXS's photos here.
Yeah, that's where it's at, man.
Dude, you're gonna just have to link me because I'm looking at a fan right now. Like, text us pictures of his fan. Yo, I'm chilling.
Look, I had this theory. I had this theory about you.
Oh, this is a good one.
This is a good face paint one.
Oh, okay.
Oh wow. This is kind of fun going through Shadow's.
Now you're just commenting like a little girl on somebody else's fucking Facebook. You realize that? You're doing a fucking radio broadcast, man. Do you understand the concept of doing this shit?
Yes, I do. All
right. Just wanted to make sure you knew that.
It's okay. I went through your fucking gallery timeline just a few minutes before I called into the show to find a decent picture of you.
But he did not do it live on the air.
No, I did it live on Tiny Chat, though.
Yes. Hey,
hey, Spyco, what's really going on?
What's really going on? I want to know, do you pay for airtime? Do you actually pay for it?
Yes.
Wow.
But I get whatchamacallit. I get...
self-hatred?
Well, that. But I do, what the fuck is it? Revenue sharing?
You get revenue? People actually, like, click on sponsors and shit?
What are you
doing? Exit out?
Based on, but usually it works out to where I can pretty much, if I do a show, a couple shows a week and get enough listeners, I more or less it pays for itself.
Yeah. Shit, I want to know like, what factors into that, man.
You want to pay like $250 for like the premium super deluxe account.
Uh-huh. You know what? I think all my socks have been helping your show, and I've been trying not to help your show. Not necessarily. I mean, I think I'm bringing my socks in. You know, I'm flooding. All that is fucking data and traffic, man.
I appreciate the flood.
Yeah, it's all good. I stopped, though. I hope you noticed that. I'm not brushing my teeth. I'm keeping it sane today.
Tell you, give me a bite.
Dude, some guy... People keep bugging me on Twitter about my mustache. I don't have a mustache.
You also don't like bacon. That's what's wrong with you.
No, I like bacon. I just don't think it's good for you. I don't think it's a good thing to fetishize.
But what's your excuse for fucking mustaches, man? Mustaches only make you fucking cooler.
Mustaches are for like ironic hipsters, or like people in the deep south that drive trucks with gun racks.
Nigga, have you ever been to the 20s or before? Have you ever seen Captain Hook? Come on, dude. Come on.
Hey,
every pirate had a fucking mustache. And pirates are badass. That's all I gotta say. Don't let the ninjas know I said that.
Yes. Yes. I can be a pirate without having a mustache.
Think about it, man.
Oh God, don't do that.
Life itself will kill you. You can't hate life, therefore you can't be hate.
I don't hate bacon. See, that's the thing. You misunderstand about me. I don't hate bacon. I like the taste of bacon. I used to eat, on the regular, this is when I lived in New York. Like, I'd start every day with a New York City bagel straight out of the fucking dude on the street corner's machine. Toasted with bacon and cream cheese, and like they give you like a thick ass brick of cream cheese with like I don't know 4 or 5 mounds of bacon on it. I used to eat that every day, man.
I don't
love it. Tastes delicious, but it's not good for you. Just like I love red velvet cake, and I wish I could eat red velvet cake all day long.
Hey, Vince in the Bay.
Good for
man,
you.
I got cards to make.
I want you to know something, Vince in the Bay.
Yeah.
If you eat in moderation and also eat sort of healthy, you know, moderate bad foods and healthy foods, you know, plentiful, you'll be okay. Now, also, if you eat a lot of bacon and you don't have a bitch of a body, you will also be okay. I'm just saying. Maybe go jogging. I don't know. Lift. Lift every now and again, you know? Do some crunches.
Okay, and he is in the green room. Let's bring on Anon Sicko. What's up, Sicko?
Not much. What's going on, Ben?
Oh, nothing. Just I just found out I had a playing card in the Shadow DXS Deluxe Edition. Pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've got one. My Bike Ninja made me one.
What was that?
So my Black Ninja made me one. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he made me one too. It was pretty brutal. It was like, you must be forced to listen to Vincent the Bay Show twice in a row.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Two full shows?
Uh-huh.
I don't even think I can do that if I'm on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Try actually being the guy that's doing the show for the entire time. It's even worse.
I don't know how you do it, bro. I really don't know how you do it.
Yeah. And then I've got this, you know, people are just always trying to tarnish other people's online reputation. I just don't, I don't appreciate it, you know?
Yeah,
And by the way, folks, one of the playing cards that Shadow DXS was talking about, yeah, her name on this show, she is to be referred to as She Whose Name We Shall Not Speak. Okay, and I think you know who I'm talking about.
Michelle Obama.
No. Okay. So Sicko, what's up, man? What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, not much. What are we supposed to be talking about tonight?
Oh shit, there's so much shit going on in the news.
Is there?
Oh my god. Oh, did you hear Obama's speech today?
No, I mean I got it.
Here, let me play it. Hang on. You missed Obama's speech, no problem. I got it for you. Here it is. I'm gonna cue it up. Here it is. This is earlier today. Of course, Barack Obama gave a speech outlining his plan to institute 23 new gun initiatives via executive order, which he signed with a bunch of young kids scattered around him as props. And this is what it sounded like.
As honest as Die große Zeit ist jetzt angebrochen. Deutschland ist nun erwacht. Die Macht haben wir nun in Deutschland gewonnen. Nun gilt es, das deutsche Volk zu gewinnen. Ich weiß es, meine Kameraden, es ist euch wohl oft schwer gefallen, wenn ihr meintet, es müsse nun ein Wandel kommen. Und er kann nicht und immer wieder muss er euch Appell gerichtet werden. Es muss weiter gekämpft werden. Es geht nicht. Ihr dürft nicht handeln. Ihr müsst gehorchen. Ihr müsst euch fügen. Ihr müsst euch diesem unerhörten Zwang beugen.
So, you see, he got these kids really riled up. And I think you heard it right there. He's coming for our guns. And we got to do something quick, all right? So that's a little snippet. That's basically the speech in a nutshell right there. Obama wants to take our guns, bro. He wants to take the semi-automatic weapons, even though handguns kill, 95% account for 95% of homicides, I think, gun homicides. So it's a slippery slope, right? They don't want to see the massacres anymore. So they take away the assault rifles. Suddenly it's, oh, you've got a gun with 10 clips in there? Or a clip with 10 rounds in there? No, uh-uh. Cuomo wants it down to 7. And you got Chicago, which is where Obama's from, run by the godfather, Rahm Emanuel.
Fuck Rahm Emanuel.
Has the biggest homicide rate of guns, I think, in the country. And
I thought that too, but I actually don't think it's that high. I thought so too.
Dude, if there's something worse than it, then I swear to God, every weekend it's like, oh, there were 30 homicides.
Over the summer it was really bad. But
I can't remember. But you know what though? Sometimes those numbers, you have to pay attention. Do they say just say homicides, or do they say gun deaths? Because it's. Dude, they play the game so tricky. I mean, seriously though, as far as overall crime is concerned, overall crime has gone down over time, and gun violence has actually curbed even further down than any other violence. I mean, yeah, it was at what Piers Morgan said 11,000. That's down from like 13,000 the year before, which was down from 14,000 the year before that, which was down from 16. You know, it keeps coming down. It's on a downward slope. You know, it's just we live in this 24-second news cycle. Everything is hyper real. It's like in hyper real time. So now the few atrocities that do occur become even more amplified, more, you know, magnified.
Absolutely.
So it seems more dramatic than it really is. Yeah, that whatever happened at Sandy Hook was a fucking nightmare. But you know, if you see the forest for the trees, overall shit is on a downward slope as far as actual crimes. The problem is all this angst that this generation has, especially 20-something suburban kids. You know, and I include like this Aaron Schwartz dude in with that, as far as like this being representing this generation right now that's very disaffected, that feels like they have a bleak future, which are, you know, over their head in debt with a bleak, you know, job perspective. It's just a recipe for disaster. I'm surprised more kids don't just fucking lose it and take out a McDonald's.
Well, that's one of the reasons why Occupy and Anonymous and stuff were so popular and are so popular. It's because my generation, you know, the younger generation, they don't feel like there's much of a future left on this planet for them. They feel like by the time they're 50 or 60 years old, all the resources are going to be used up. They're going to be, you know, they're going to have $3 million worth of debt.
Basically, the baby boomers, grease the wheels for themselves, and they're footing their kids and grandkids with the bill. The entitlement generation that we get to look at and wave as it passes by us. But, you know, we're going down a different path.
I mean, look, I'm in my mid-20s, right? By the time I'm 60, think about how bad things are going to be if they're this bad now. You know what I mean?
Look at the workforce, too. There's less jobs, and people are living longer. People are staying on their job longer because suddenly their pensions are worth less. So, you know, they just keep on going through their 70s. You know, it's a big clog in the whole fucking machine, you know.
The Huffington Post tweeted a tweet earlier. I think there was a video, so I didn't get to watch the video. But it was along the lines of America has one of the lowest life expectancies of developed countries. And, like, duh.
Like, there's so many reasons for that. Maybe we are one of the only developed countries that haven't figured out how to take care of their sick. You know, maybe that's why we're dying quicker. Maybe we have a homeless problem that has people freezing and starving out on the street. Maybe that's why we're dying quicker. You know, so it's only getting worse. My generation is so fucked, Vince.
That's right, baby. Woo! I'm Generation X, dude. We're riding on the coattails of that the baby boomers, baby. All right. Let's see who else we got here. We got a caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air with Vince and Sicko. Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air. I can hear you. It sounds like you have a lightsaber on somewhere in the room.
Maybe he's under attack by the
Is this person trying to tone hack me? What the fuck? All right, dude. That guy's 86'd. Sorry about that, dude. Let's bring back Spyco. Spyco, what's going on? Spyco? Earth to Spyco.
Hey, man. Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude. How long did it take until you realized you were in the green room?
Yeah, fucking, it was instant because all the background noise drops out. I mean, if anybody doesn't realize that, they're fucking retarded.
You mad, bro? You sound like you're mad, bro. Are you mad?
I'm so mad, man. I'm so mad I made, like, so many more sock accounts just to fuck with you.
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me? Oh, man, I haven't even looked at my Twitter. What's going on?
I haven't socked you yet, man. Don't worry. You're still good with me right now.
Yeah, sock it to me, baby.
Oh, yeah, nigga, sock it to me, baby. What you know about that dog?
Yeah.
So, Vince.
So what?
Vince, what? Bunce, what have y'all been talking about? I haven't really been listening.
We were talking about Obama's speech earlier. Did you hear us playing the speech?
No.
Did you miss the speech today?
You can't hear what's going on.
No, I didn't watch it. I mean, I heard him talking about gun control.
I just played it a second ago.
When yeah, it wasn't.
While it was on.
It was nice. Pretty epic.
I'm not going to play it again. It's long and boring.
Small summary.
He's an author.
All right, fine, I'll play it for you. Here's a little bit of it.
Small summary's all right, man. Like, don't have
yeah,
to
this,
play it.
This, basically, this clip is just a small summary.
Or just play it, whatever.
God damn it, Spyco.
Well, I thought you were articulate enough to grab a news, a fucking speech of Obama, our president, our commander.
Hey,
and,
hey, hey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Die große Zeit ist jetzt angebrochen. Deutschland ist nun erwacht. Die Macht haben wir nun in Deutschland gewonnen.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I think we have another caller here. Caller, is this Asshurt MacFags? Hello? Caller, unscreened, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is that Asshurt MacFags?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, darling? How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Did you bring your boat
recovering from the Chicago flu.
Oh, yeah? Are you polishing your gat?
I don't know what that means.
Dude, you live in Chicago, man. And you're elite underground hacksaw. You don't have a piece?
No, I just have a bunch of cold medicine. And
oh, sweet, dude. Just chug a bottle of Robitussin. It'll make everything go away. Trust me.
I really want to, but I have, like, a meeting tomorrow at, like, fucking 9 o'clock. I don't know.
Wow. You know what, Asshurt? You sound like ass.
I know, right?
Are you okay enough?
I've really been sick for like the past couple days. I can't breathe out of my nose.
Oh, there's something going around for sure.
Oh yeah, no, there's like a stomach bug too, which I thankfully didn't get. I just got the head cold and the cough and whatnot. Yeah.
Right on. So what's going on with you? What's happening? Well, besides being sick, how's Russell League and everything going on?
Russell League has been good. We hit a bit of a lull, but today was successful trolling of Subasco. I don't know if anybody saw that, but we...
No, I missed it. What happened?
We basically did exactly what we did before, pretend to be somebody that had information on the Russell League and then go into our account and basically like do like a very, very immature social engineering operation that worked somehow. And yeah.
Oh, surprise.
And
by the way, I'd appreciate it if you would refer to her as she whose name we shall not say.
I thought you were talking about Michelle Obama when you said that.
Also, crappy airbags in the chat room. Do you mind? Do you mind? That should be she whose name we shall not say. Okay, crappy, get it right. Don't make me have to put you on timeout. You know, we're lucky enough to have Asshurt here. She's a very delicate flower. She's sick. And,
crappy airbags. I figured out what crappy airbags is today. He's like Shadow DXS Light.
Shadow DXS Light.
Like, he tries to be like really mean and scathing, but it just comes off as like a very try hard and just like boring. I don't know. Yeah, it's much lighter. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's much lighter than Shadow. No. Shadow's what, 400 pounds?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I bet Crappy's
so not only in weight, but in like, you know, levity. And
Crappy Airbags is good people. I've known him for a long time. They're good people. He's been around Vince in the Bay for a long time.
I mean, that means nothing to me, but I'm just saying.
Me too. Yeah, I could care less about the guy. He's dead to me, unless he calls him.
Shadow will eat our VPNs.
I like Shadow. He just keeps it short and sweet. He calls in, does something retarded, and leaves.
That's
pretty much.
And I appreciate that, Shadow, if you're still listening.
What are you trying to say? That I should hang up?
No. You're a good panelist, side, you know, co-host type. You know, you can do like long distance. Some people you just need a little taste of them, and that's it. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit where if it goes too long, like, can you imagine if it was just Shadow DXS for the whole show?
Oh, God.
I turn it down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This guy's funny, too, because he tweeted, I swear to God, he tweeted, he's like, that's it, I'm never calling into Vince in the Bay ever again. In fact, I'm going to start my own radio show. So I was like, actually trying to encourage it. I was like, cool, dude, sorry it didn't work out. I'm going to miss you, but good luck on your show. Let me know what's going on. And that was about a month ago. Since then, he's called into my show three times, and I have not heard one peep of a radio show from him. But he made a tarot card out of me. Whatever the fuck that is. I'm a trading card. He made me a trading card. I can't believe
someone made one out of me, but it was not like kind of shitty.
Asshurt, how do you not have a trading card yet? Did
someone else, like one of the ninjas made one, and it was like, all it was like a trap card. Like, you've activated my trap card.
Oh.
And it wasn't very exciting. I guess I'm just not cool enough, but that's fine.
that? Did you see that Further was playing at Sweetwater live stream?
No, I can't stand on your fucking.
Phil and Bob.
I know what Further is. It's just like terrible though. Like
it's Phil and Bob, right? And then a bunch of other people.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Jeff Chimeni on keys. I remember seeing Jeff Chimeni playing in Les Claypool's Frog Brigade. I miss Les Claypool's Frog Brigade. That was a cool band.
I remember Frog Brigade. I saw Buckets of Bernie Brain. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was a great... Anything Les Claypool does, even if it's not that great, it's quirky and, you know, got a fucking beat to it.
Got a beat to it.
I've seen Buckethead a ton of times.
No beat.
Love Buckethead.
No bass, no thanks.
I'm sorry?
I only listen to drone music. I prefer beatless music.
Beatless music?
Beatless music, just to troll you.
I don't even know what that is. Maybe Spyco knows. Maybe Spyco knows. Spyco, do you know what she was talking about?
Was it about niggers?
No, it was not. but it doesn't matter. I have a track I'm going to play for you, Assert, that you requested. This one has a
right.
Beat.
Do
you want to introduce this track, or should I just play it for you?
Sure, it's by one of my friends, my best friends, who actually took his life recently, and I thought it was apropos to play it at this time, I guess.
What's his name? Or what was
his name? His name's Jeff, but his artist name is Gordon Bones. You can find him on SoundCloud.
Gordon Bones. Is he related to Goofy Bones?
No, thank God.
Oh, okay, good. All right. I actually heard the song. It's way better than Goofy Bones. So you guys are in for a treat. All right. R.I.P. Gordon Bones. This is the track called Life's a Tramp. Not a trap, like Assert. A tramp.
Everything's cloudy where you're at. Your life, it seems like a trap. You keep on doing what you're doing to lose. I can see through your mask. Everything's trashy where you're at. It seems like life's a tramp. Go hit the bottle, go hit the booze. I can't see through your mask. We all have a heaven.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yeah,
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in balconi.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. Check me out on Twitter. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And big ups to all the folks on Twitter. X Knight just tweeted me, wow, Vince in the Bay, are you posing as a chick? Plus Snow White, turkey bacon is decent. Just never cared much for bacon at all. Oh. He's in some he thinks I'm lurking in some chat room as Snow White. Dude, I'm not in your chat room, bro. If you're not in my chat room, I'm not in your chat room, dude. Anyway, I'm back here. I'm going to bring back Spyko, Sicko, and Assert in just a second. But I'm joined now by Shady Playa. What's up, Shady Playa?
Hey, Vince, guess what? I just hijacked Goofy's supercomputer named Helen.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding?
It's Goofy.
Oh, you're serious? You really got it?
Yes. Here's what she has to say.
Okay, Helen, is that you?
Begin.
What? Helen, is that you?
Begin?
I don't know. What's going on, baby? Helen?
Yes, good.
Okay.
Yes, more.
I'm not even saying anything, Helen. How are you doing?
My friend, you are a killer.
No, I thought you were dead, Helen. I thought Goofy killed you. Anyways, folks, that's Helen the computer that used to work for Goofy Bone, who I virtually boned, if you will, on his show in his
bedroom. Traitor will not be tolerated.
Okay. Okay, so let's bring back Assert, Sicko, and Spyko.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, Spyko. What's up with you?
But, you know, I've been looking at all these fucking cards and talking to people on Tiny Chat. And
no way.
Having a great old time. But I have
anybody,
no idea what y'all are talking about.
Anywhere? Is anybody naked anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Why not?
Where?
Link
me, dude.
Do you want to come to Tiny Chat?
Are there people naked there?
I'll be naked when you show up.
No,
Vince in the Bay.
Get it? Never mind. Bad idea.
You scared of a date? Man.
Am I scared of a date?
Scared of bacon? You're scared of dicks? You're scared of socks?
I'm not. See, that's
you're scared of everything, Vince.
Campaign.
You're scared of talking. You're scared of having good shows. You're scared of everything.
You just blocked me because of bacon. Can you believe that?
Hey.
Can you believe that blocked me?
He's
a self-proclaimed troll, and he blocked me. Does that mean I win?
No, I mean, I love
you. If he blocks you, does that mean you win?
Like, he's questioning it. He's getting deep into this. I think
right.
I won.
Every time you get blocked, you win.
No, because there's a full discussion on a paid-for radio show right now about me blocking you. Therefore, I win. Thank you, guys. What did he win? Tell him what he won. You win nothing, sir. I'm sorry.
Hey, an anonymous guy from NightSec just said he was going to crush me. Oh, hold on. He's going to take me out like Cosmo the God took out the WBC. You little cockroach. Some guy that affiliates with NightSec. So he's very elite. He's a hacker.
Is NightSec still going on? That NightSec stuff still happening?
I guess they're very elite, you know. They're some of the best hackers in the world right now.
NightSec. What's up with that guy KY Anonymous? Is he still doing his thing? What's up? I haven't heard from that dude.
I have no idea. I think he blocked me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm blocked
pretty bad
like everyone.
With some KY sex lubricant. And
basically,
he's collecting
royalties.
I prefer water-based lubricant myself.
He totally is collecting royalties from that and now living a luxurious life somewhere in the tropics. We have a blocked caller now. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, fans, what's up?
Oh, yeah. It's Crappy Airbags, everybody. What's up, Mags?
Nothing. I just had to put my hands on a charged phone so I could call in. It's not always easy around here. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastical, man.
Let me ask you this, Vince. What's your THC saturation level right now? How fucking stoned are you at all?
I don't know how to measure that.
Come on. You don't know what percentage of total saturation you are right now in terms of THC?
No.
You don't know how much higher you could get than you already are?
No. No idea.
How high?
All right. It's cool.
What about you?
I can't get out of the fucking low 20s, dude.
Damn, you guys did science.
I've got some Pretendica over here. It doesn't work very well. I'm waiting to finish it and get something new.
Yeah, they have THC count at some of these dispensaries at like 28% It's insanity.
Yeah.
Why are you clapping, Elliot? I'm on a radio show right now. What the fuck?
Dude,
what the fuck, Tiny Chat? Be quiet,
me.
Tiny Chat. I'm on a radio show.
Oh, my God.
All right, Spike goes on timeout. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
His mom came in.
Hey, Bags, what's going on, man? What's on your mind? You're on the air live with Sicko and Assert and myself.
I think there's all the topical shit going on, like the fucking charade of a gun control debate. Anybody who actually really understands firearm and the firearm and the dynamics of what happens when they even start to talk about this shit is go try to buy 1,000 rounds of AK-47 7.62 NATO round or 7.62 rounds, and you can't buy them anywhere right now. And everybody's got 6,000 rounds under their bed. So all their posturing does is fucking make people go to the store and buy everything fucking possible. Seriously, if you can buy 1,000 rounds of AK ammo on the internet or anywhere, you're like a fucking god. You can check it for yourself. So it's kind of dumb. And the overall crime rate is down, although the violent crime gun rate is up. The overall violent crime rate is down because people know they'll just get their fucking heads blown off if they come into your house. But, yeah, there's all the outlying cases where there's fantastic news to be sold, and you get enough of those in a row, and then you get politicians doing retarded bullshit.
You can't even enforce the current gun laws in cities like Oakland and Chicago and Flint.
Yeah, you want to try to make new gun laws. Like, why don't you get...
All it does is encourage outside states to import the guns. And, we lost Assert. I guess Gun Talk turned her off. Anyways, big ups to Assert. Thanks for coming out. But I think what it does is it feeds a black market then. Like, I think in Chicago, you've got weapons that are, like, shipped in, you know? It's like a trade in just smuggling guns into those neighborhoods.
All forms of prohibition create black markets. That's
yeah,
the double.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be like that. It's going to be like prohibition. There's going to be suddenly, if you want to get a AR-15, you're going to have to go to the black market now.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is Vince, is we're further down the civil society time frame than a country like Mexico is, maybe. So we just fuck them up to no end because we create this ultra strong demand for all the illicit products that they're willing to bring over the border, and then we ship all of our guns to them. That's the biggest problem with all this shit is Mexico has in fact become like a, you know, de facto narco state because we like to get high.
It's disgusting. It's Mexico is just part of a chain that starts in Peru, in the mountains in Peru. You know, cocaína makes its way up the fucking chain up to La America, and bada bing, bada boom, Mexico's right there on the fucking border. They're the ones that are like monitoring everything coming into the United States, essentially, from anywhere south.
Well, our little war on drugs and our current gun regulations do create a huge problem for Mexico. I'll grant you that. But when the overall crime rate is down, but the violent gun crime rate is up, it's just a media feeding frenzy, and then politicians, you know, they do whatever.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. Hey, Shady Playa is back. What's up, Shady Playa? Hello? Caller, Shady Playa? Going once, going twice. Shady Playa, maybe mute on your side.
Wait, sorry. I was just putting Hell into sleep mode.
Oh, got it. Right on. It's like Shady Playa. He hijacked Helen, the supercomputer from Goofy Bob's show, and he's just put her to sleep. She seemed to be malfunctioning there a little bit. I think you need
to... Yeah, I had trouble hacking the mainframe of Helen for a second. I'm not as good of a hacker as these Anons are.
Yeah, I know. I know how it is. Like, not all of us can be elite. Hack yours.
But anyways, about this whole gun control thing, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. Like, guns don't kill people, yet we have, like, people like Piers Morgan trying to take away our gun rights because of, quote-unquote, safety. But that's just not going to stop burglars from getting guns illegally and continuing the murders and such.
It's not going to do anything to limit the amount of guns that are already out there. If no more guns were produced out there ever, the amount of illegal guns on the streets right now is already too much for law enforcement to handle. You know what I mean? So, what are you really going to do? The only thing you're going to do is you're going to limit people who just legit want to go in and enjoy firing firearms. While that may not be something I'm into, you should have that right. I mean, you're not hurting anybody. It's the only people that you're going to affect are the people that are actually just aren't trying to break any laws with their firearms. Because nobody wants to break a law with a registered firearm anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's at this point, they're just taking away our freedoms for their own selfish reasons and believe they're trying to make the world a better place.
It's designed to make middle-class white America feel safer when in actuality it's going to do nothing. You know what I mean? There are communities who are scoffing at these fucking laws who are like, you You know what I mean? Flint, do you think anybody in Flint is thinking, oh, yeah, the government's new laws are really going to do anything about gun or going to solve our gun violence problem? Absolutely not. And until the government makes serious steps to curb true gun violence, then nobody should take anything that they say seriously.
Exactly.
Right on. Hey, we got to bring on another caller now. We got another City of Flint with us now. What's up, City of Flint?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. It's Wacky Wednesday. We're just talking about we played a clip from the Obama speech, and we're talking about gun control. And I'm glad you called in because you're very familiar with gun activity. What's your take on that speech and these 23 freaking executive orders? What's your take on all this?
I was listening to you. Is Crappy Airbags on the air?
Yeah, he's right here. Airbags, are you there? Airbags might have passed out. Let's do a reset for you. We got Spyco, Sicko, Bags, Shady Playa, and you, City of Flint.
Okay, cool. I don't know, man. Everybody's, like, worked up into a lather, and, like, they're missing the big picture. And, like, I heard a little bit of what you were saying. You're talking about Peru, and he was talking about Mexico becoming an narco state. And I think just until we realize that, you know, what's really going on, you can make all the laws. There's plenty of laws right now. I mean, you can make all the laws and restrictions you want. I don't think that's the answer to really get at the root of the problem. I mean, you got to take the profit out of the drug war, basically. I mean, the drug war is what fuels, you know, most of this killing, the random shit in the schools and, you know, the tragedies and whatnot. I mean, I can't explain that. I can't explain that at all. But, I mean, overall, by placing restrictions on guns, I mean, it sounds good and it's, you know, it sounds like it's the right thing to do, but the unintended consequences are, you know, they're there. So I don't know if any of that makes any sense, but it's just kind of how I feel about it.
Well, is there any municipal gun control laws that are enforced in Flint? Or is it pretty much the model?
I know what you're asking me because, like, the media and the talking points, and I listen to Alex Jones' show. I'm a chauffeur. I listen to all kinds of radio. That's how I came upon listening to your show.
I don't know if you heard it. Maybe you heard it. I heard Alex Jones doing, like, play-by-play commentary to the Obama
speech.
Yeah, I heard it. It was hilarious, dude. Oh, my God.
That's all I heard.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious, dude. He interrupts him like every 5 seconds. It just goes off on him. Oh,
well, the thing about Alex Jones to me is I can't take him seriously as a journalist because when you click on his website, it looks all those porn banners, and it's just so fucking loud that you can't take that information seriously.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with him. And I also remember... Like, Ira Bell used to laugh him off of his show. You know, back in the day when Ira Bell was the coast-to-coast guy, I don't know how much radio or how far back you go, but, you know, he was like, he would want to be a guest. He was too wacky for Ira Bell. I think Alex Jones is a fucking charlatan, personally. I think he's a hillbilly charlatan from Texas at the end of the day. But goddamn, he's got a great show. He's a hell of a personality.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious, dude. I think that guy's awesome. It's too bad people can't take him serious because he believes in all this other weird crap.
Well, look at guys like Morton Downey Jr. I mean, he's got a shtick. I think he believes what he's saying, but that don't make it right. I mean, I don't want anybody to take away or mess with the Constitution and cause, you know, all this civil unrest. I voted for Obama. and I live here in Flint. And to answer your question, people compare, they say, well, in New York and in Chicago, people aren't allowed to have guns, and look at all this violence. Well, I carry a concealed pistol. I used to be an anti-gun person. Actually, I talked a lot of shit. I didn't carry a gun until I was in my 30s because I knew in my 20s that I didn't have enough sense to carry a gun. I would have killed somebody and, you know, going to the bars and shit. But now that I'm a little older, I don't drink and I don't go to the bars. I smoke weed when I come home and I have a medical card and, you know, it works for me. But there is no restrictions in terms of the restrictions of Chicago or New York. If you live here in Michigan and you don't have a felony, you can send $100 in and you can take a class. I took mine at a retail Bass Pro Shop. It took, you know, like 8 hours. But you go take the class. It's like getting a driver's license. You go take the class, you turn your paperwork, they run your paperwork through the FBI background check. If you don't have any felonies or you can't have anything like assaults or anything violent on your record because that shit red flags it. But if you don't have any felonies.
What about a misdemeanor? What about a misdemeanor?
No.
Misdemeanor cybercrime.
No, that doesn't count.
All right, cool. I'm in. Sign me up.
But yeah, anyway, so you can, as long as you don't have any felonies, your reward is you get to carry a gun. But this shit about taking, I carry a 16-round magazine. It's not a clip, it's a magazine. And if I've got to take, you know, 4 or 5 bullets out of it to make it legal, what sense does that make? You know, these magazines, it's all a buzzword. This whole debate has done nothing but just drive the stores out of bullets, basically. A run on guns and a run on bullets.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's been happening.
The problem I have with anti-debate is one of these school shootings happens, and it's done, you know, comparatively to the rest of gun violence, it's a really random and a really, it's a rarer occurrence, you know what I mean? If all other gun violence was eliminated and just these, like, school shootings and mall shootings happened, the amount of dead per year by guns in America would be some of the lowest in the world. You know what I'm saying? So one of these events happened, and then they used the numbers from the everyday gun violence to back their case. But the laws that they decide to enact actually do nothing to help bring down the figures that they're quoting in the media and stuff like that. So it does nothing. So the next time another one of these things happens, they can use these same figures that they did nothing to, you know, to curb before to pass stricter laws. And so every time one of these things are going to continue to happen until we fight the root cause of it. So every time one of these things happen, the doorway is open for them to continue to take, you know, to take a little here and there, you know. And if just one of these incidents happen every 3 years, in 10 years, you're not going to be able to own a single firearm, a bullet in the country. And I don't usually fearmonger or make extreme statements like that, but I honestly believe that if they continue along the path that it looks like they're going to go down, that's the kind of future we face, and that's why people get so adamant that no, you're not going to take my guns, because they can
right,
see where things can start to head, you know.
Yeah, I agree with the latter of that for sure. That it's definitely a slippery slope. I mean, I'm 36. I was in high school as a freshman in like what would it have been 1989 or 1990, and when I remember them bringing a drug dog into the high school, and that was like a huge deal. I mean, people, parents, they were like, oh, my God, you're bringing this fucking dog into the school to run it through the lockers to see if it'll flag on something. And, you know, I'm almost giving you a parable about the cybercrime and locking these guys up for fucking around on the Internet. You know, there's a parallel there. But you know, so I agree with the second part of what you were saying, but it's you know, the first part of it, when you're talking about numbers, I mean, the news programs are, that's infotainment, you know. They're going to tell you about this tragedy, but hold on and watch these commercials. And, you know, so, like, I don't know, I don't watch TV, very little. I can't really stand it. All the commercials are just too much for me.
I'm not even talking about the media. I'm talking about if I go on Twitter and I start having a conversation with an anti-gun advocate, and this anti-gun advocate is going to throw all of these numbers at me, then the laws that they support are going to do nothing to bring down those numbers that they threw at me. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't really argue. How does it go? You can't argue from the general to the specific. And people are emotional, man. What the real root of the problem is that people don't know how to deal with tragedy, with a traumatic experience. They don't know, you know, so they want to lash out and blame and make laws. And at the end of the day, man, it was a horrible situation. But if you're going to try to divide the country on gun laws, it's really no different than abortion or anything else. So, I don't know. It's a slippery slope. I don't like the road we're going down.
To be fair, I mean, that you brought up an interesting point about schools that I want to get back to real quick. But first I want to say, yeah, you can look anywhere in our current society, especially as Americans, and be like, I don't like the road that this is headed down. You know, there's very little to be optimistic about, you know what I mean? And that's why my generation and the younger generation, they're so pissed off. And that's why some of the problems that we have exist, and that's why people don't go out and protest peacefully and instead go out and smash up a bank, because people are frustrated and they're angry.
Yeah, but that's always been the case as far as, you know, youth and aggression goes. But, I mean, I've seen nothing but I've watched them literally rip this city apart. I mean, Florida is the most dangerous city in the United States. It's, you know, I could quote statistics and whatnot, but, you know, I live in Flint. I drive a limousine here in Flint, in Detroit, and I've done so since I was, like, 17 years old. You know, so I see these things firsthand, and, you know, I've seen them close factories down, all the population leave. I mean, it's just horrible, the conditions around here. Like, you go down a street, and maybe one house on the street will have power. The rest will be boarded up, and they rip the siding off. So, yeah, I've seen nothing but, you know, this town's been in a 35-year depression, and I see the rest of the country catching up, and it's like, or portions of the country catching up. And it's sad. I mean, they took away our local government here. So it's not like when it's going to happen. It's already happened.
Yep. And it goes unnoticed because people would rather be entertained than pay attention.
Until they're affected. Yeah, I agree.
I posted something earlier, and it's something that's been posted around the internet, you know, a billion times, but it just so happens to be relevant. It was comparing what is it, Hughley's A Brave New World to 1984, and how 1984 thought we were going to be taken over, and information was going to be limited, and all that shit, and A Brave New World thought it was going to be, you know, it was going to be, the information was going to be there, but nobody was paying attention to it because of the entertainment and the distractions thrown at us and shit like that. So, yeah.
Good shit, man.
But you brought up an interesting point earlier. You were talking about schools and the drug dogs. The school that I went to see a drug dog was absolutely common. We had there were four doors to go to from inside to outside of my school, and all four had four security guards posted at each one and a metal detector. My school was three stories tall, and in each corner of each story, and it was a perfect square. There were three security guards. Outside of my school sat a SWAT van every day that we went to school. That's the effects of
poverty and our drug war and our failed education system right there. Our youth are going to school and under situations like that, like really, really armed fucking
cops. Sounds like a prison.
And security everywhere you look. But yeah,
what are you talking about? NOM?
No, school.
Yeah.
School. Okay. Yeah, it should be. Schools should be fortified with at least one SEAL team assigned to every school district.
Do it like the Chinese and just build huge ass walls around our school.
Like, listen, I say we all should have the same standard the president has. He's got 12 armed guards outside of his kid's school. Same school that David Gregory, by the way, who got off scot-free for brandishing a magazine live on TV. Their kids go to the same goddamn school, and they got 12 armed guards outside their school. I say replicate that model everywhere.
That
stimulates the economy, that creates jobs, that cuts down on crime. Everybody can still have their guns. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're totally on, dude.
Okay. Let's say worst case scenario. Let's say that all these, let's say that the Tea Party type people and the Glenn Beck audience and the Fox, the Fox News audience and people that get all their information that way.
Fox News is going... Dude, Fox News is getting is more liberal now. They have Dennis Kucinich now.
Really?
Yeah, Dennis Kucinich, progressive, like hardcore progressive. He like skipped.
No,
MSNBC.
I know who. Yeah, I like him. I can't believe he's on.
He's got to hang on to that hot wife he's got.
Hey, Gregging.
Get some real money.
Vince, your patriot, Gregging.
Oh, really? My bad.
Damn, he
does
have
a hot wife.
Go ahead.
Hello? Is anybody still there? Am I in the green room?
No, you're not in the green room. Test. 1, 2. Is this on? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. City of Flint.
Okay.
You were saying.
Oh, I don't know. I lost my train of thought, man.
Okay,
what was the
never mind. It's all good. We have another caller. Let's bring on Mr. Flintstone. What's up, Mr. Flintstone? Did you want to chime in on the gun control debate or subject?
Yeah, just a little bit. Also, what's up to Flint, man? I'm born and raised from Flint, too, as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we have City
of Flint and Mr. Flintstone on the same time.
Yeah, in the same room, brother, death match, cage match. But, no, I just wanted to... I think it's funny that the conversation doesn't move more towards protecting the schools, and it's always about taking things away. There's a couple different places, Israel being one of them. 1974, they had a huge mass shooting. I think it was like 31 kids that just got wiped out. After that, they gave teachers pistols. Hasn't happened since. There's a big movement down here in Florida right now. That's where I live now, to get a bunch of teachers armed and things of that nature. Same thing with pilots. You know, they put metal doors in the cockpits and sealed them shut and gave them guns. Hasn't been anything since. The problem is when you got everything running amok the way that it is, and you're seeing these shootings, and I mean, laws don't keep people from doing things. Crazy people do crazy shit whenever they want to.
Oh yeah.
The problem is the government's legislation, what they do in response to these things. There's no proaction. It's always reaction. And now the bottom line, 2013, the media runs it. If the media puts it into a negative aspect, a positive aspect, it's so hard to break away from that. And we're in a position now where guns are bad, guns are negative, guns kill people, blah, 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 blah. Take them away. And that's been division, though.
It's all about division. It's us and them. You know, you got to be on this side or that side. There's no compromise anymore in government. Instead of, you know, people used to be afraid of, that's not the right way to phrase it, but local government used to have a lot of power, and which drove the state power, which drove the federal power. But now, since money and politics are synonymous and people are corporations, government trickles down from the top. It doesn't matter what party's in there, in my opinion. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, not at all. That's, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, I think that there's, you know, we're at this point now where, I mean, it's gang mentality. Republicans and Democrats are Bloods and Crips. People don't even bother to take an educational conversation to heart anymore if they think that they're on the other side of a debate. It's literally just people wanting to attach themselves. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the anonymous thing got so popular too. Everyone talks this and that about, you know, NightSec and all these people that are coming at other people. Half these people aren't hackers or computer programmers or anything of that nature. These are just people that are finally starting to see things being presented to them in a manner that they're like, what the fuck, are you kidding me? And they, you know, they see this mask so they can kind of, you know, hide behind something and attach themselves to what they think is a good cause. It's like somebody listening to, like, fucking Nickelback, and if that leads them to Black Sabbath, great. You know what I mean? Like, Nickelback isn't all harm. I mean, Anonymous, I'm not saying like Nickelback, but at the same time, you know, there's people out there that are trying to attach themselves to something so vehemently for the simple fact that people have been in the fucking dark for so long. They've been in the dark about so much different having this mass wake up of people that are trying, you know, quote unquote waking up, and they don't know where to turn. They have no clue where to look for proper information or anything like that. And, you know, now we're at the point where they're separating us so, dividing us so crazily. I mean, just if you go out into the real world and have a conversation with anybody that's on the opposite side of the debate that you're on, it's a fucking
nightmare. And the nightmare. It's not even a conversation.
It's an absolute nightmare. People start bringing up statistics that if anybody goes to any fact-checking sites or uses Google as an actual tool, you could find the facts of this shit in 10 minutes. And you're hearing and seeing shit that's like quotes attributed to Thomas Jefferson that he never even fucking said. It's like, it's come on. It's at the point now where, yeah, if people can't wake up and see what's happening, I mean, and then you got conspiracy theory people starting to make sense in 2013, which is a scary fucking thing, like when that shooting happened in Connecticut, and there's, you know, people are tweeting me all day long, fucking watch this video, it's fake, they put this video on Vimeo 5 days before the shooting and all that shit. I don't know if I buy into all that, but I do buy into some, you know, some weirdness that there's people getting shot while the NRA conference is going on. It you know, they don't put any sort of publicity out there. Right after the Colorado theater, there was a dude that was shot in Colorado by an off-duty sheriff 2 days later. And just put stop dead in the tracks. No publicity for that. Nothing. If it doesn't fit the agenda, and the media has attached themselves to this cause, which is quote unquote gun control, and now it's just in the fucking wood chipper.
Yeah, but infotainment is easy to produce, and it's like, you know, these, you know, I'm old enough to where, like, I can appreciate like a really good band in a shitty bar. Filled with smoke,
right.
Like before these smoke bans or before these smoking bans came into effect. But you know, you can produce reality televisions, you can have karaoke shows on TV, but you know, this competition of Fox and everybody's cable news channel, it all came about during the O.J. Simpson thing because they had to cover shit. They covered the trial all day long and they talked about it. And now we're getting our foreign policy advice from fucking Greta Van Susteren. So, I mean,
Jesus.
Think about that.
I remember
watching Greta Van Susteren when she was on CNN and had her other face.
Yeah, me too. Nice point.
Greta Van Susteren is a fucking man.
She's been reconstructed into one, yes.
She's a cybernetic organism.
The thing I love about Greta Van Susteren is she cannot say President Obama. President Obama. I was like, dude, it's President Obama. Hello. She's got that. Well, she can't fucking form words because her fucking Botox and all the fucking skin grafting and shit, but
I honestly thought she had like fucking face paralysis from like an Israeli hostage situation or something. I didn't even know that was plastic surgery.
So not.
But getting back to your compromise. I'm sorry. Getting back to, you know, people having compromised, though. I mean, like Michael Moore follows me, and I went to the same high school, so he's a lot older than me. But I know the kind of the leftover hippie art collective that was downtown Flint when I was, you know, just drinking age. So I'm familiar with Ben Hamper and, you know, people that hung out at the back room. And you really are from Flint, aren't you?
Yeah, man. We got nothing to hide.
Anyway, yeah, but it's, you know, so he's a pretty good dude, but I totally disagree with him on the gun issue, and he won't budge on it. But, you know, people can have their opinions. Like, he's a fucking, I saw his movie Bowling for Columbine, and I see where he's coming from, but, I mean, you know, he is about as far to the left as you could possibly be, like, militant left on this anti-gun stuff. But, you know, I respect his opinion, but I don't agree with him.
Yeah, Michael Moore is that dude in Flint. I mean, the Detroit Tigers had to tell him to stop wearing their fucking hat. Michigan Wolverines told him to stop wearing the Spartans. Now he wears an American flag hat. The guy is just so far removed from anything that he tries to cover that, I mean, dude, Roger and me destroyed fucking Flint in the public eye. And, yes, attention needed to be brought to Flint. But, I mean, he's showing, like, the rabbit lady skinning rabbits in the streets and shit. And it was like, come on, dude. There's so much more that he could have done with that. Yeah, there's so much more he could have done with that concept. And he just totally drug it through the mud, whatever the hell you want to say. But Michael Moore is just a piece of shit. That motherfucker, I don't know.
Michael Moore's history, I agree with Michael Moore a lot politically, and his history.
I love how Michael Moore is such a fantastic opportunist that he was able to time his book tour with his book release with Occupy. What a brilliant fucking marketer. The guy he's great. He's a great propagandist. You got to hand it to him. To me, it's kind of like Andrew Breitbart. I mean, he's a showman. Like, the way he took over that Wiener press conference was golden, dude. Like, you just have to give props to that, dude. Like, he trolled out of Wiener, and it was just fuck. It's just like one of those things where there was just some sort of symmetry going on. And, dude.
The best appearance
I hate Michael Moore, though. By the way, I fucking hate Michael Moore. I think he's a great filmmaker.
Best fucking representation of him with his hot dog and his fucking mustard.
Yeah, dude. I hate it when he people like him and who's that guy? Simmons? Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
These people that just kind of put, you know, they're Obama supporters and they're just trying to put their little stamp on top of that whole thing and try to hijack it just like the Fox News hijacked the fucking Tea Party and shit. It's the same business.
You guys are, I don't know. My opinion of Michael Moore is I agree with what you're saying, but his history, he's a genuine dude, man. The reason why he's famous is because Ted Koppel interviewed him when he was like 16 or 17. He was a long-haired nerd from Davison High School, not Flint. And he ran for school board president, and he was the youngest school board president ever with his long hair. And he was an activist, dude. He's not phony. He believes what he's saying.
Right.
You know, and the reason why he got famous is because he started a weekly circular, you know, the kind that you see thrown on the ground during those shady newspaper stands. It was called the Flint Voice, and he got funding for it by trolling a 70s singer named Harry Chapin. You know, Cats in the Cradle. I don't know if it's that dude or not, but it's Harry Chapin. And he got him, he went backstage and got him to come to Flint and put on concerts to fund his newspaper. So that's his history. And the bike, the ride.
Wait a second. You said the guy's name was Harry Chafing?
Chapin.
Oh.
Harry Chapin, I believe.
Okay, my bad.
But anyway, just to finish my story, or finish what I was going to say there, he, he was able to take that money and run his newspaper, and he was made editor of Mother Jones, and that's when his career, that's when he became an opportunist. But he was making the movie Roger and Me as a documentary at first for the union, and then he decided that he wanted to target the chairman, and that's when it got into a gotcha comedy kind of thing. But he's a troll, man. He's the original troll. So you got to respect him for that.
Yeah, his facial structure actually represents the trolls in the Hobbit movie. It's, I said that when I first saw them come out. I was like, did they fucking superimpose part structure of Michael Moore's face onto these characters? It was bizarre.
Right. All right.
But
you
like
want to hear
say,
some, you want to hear some bizarre? You want to hear some bizarre? We're going to take a quick little timeout break here. I have my good friend, looks like Eric from Flyover Territory, on deck. I'm going to bring him on in a second. But before I do that, I would like to acknowledge in the chat room the lovely Von Rage, who joined me last night as a co-host. I really appreciate you champing it out with me last night, Von Rage, and I want to salute you by playing this song for you. This is Richard Cheese covering Nine Inch Nails' Closer. We'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back in this for another 15 minutes live, and then I think we're going to go a little bit into OT. VITB back in this. I have on the board with me quite a few characters. Quickly, we're going to check in with Spyco. Spyco, what did it do? Are you in Tiny Chat right now?
Yes, that's tinychat.com/XU0.
All right, I don't want any... you have to wait till final thoughts till you can plug anything, okay? We're not there yet. My God. All right, so Sicko's back with me. Shady Play is back. Mr. Flintstone. And now I'm introduced onto the panel now, our friend Eric from Flyover Territory Radio. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Vince, how's biz?
Oh, you know, just doing this, winding down the last 12 minutes here of the live broadcast. We've been having a lively discussion about these guns that people are so up in arms about.
Yeah. Well, you made a comment earlier that really kind of made sense on the economic side, because it would be like a mini stimulus in and of itself, right?
Especially in a country that guns and stuff and that military industrial complex in and of itself, you know, that drives the economy. You're definitely correct.
I wasn't going from that angle. I was thinking Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops and Tractor Supply Store and Rural King.
Make guns that are sold in those stores.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
But who makes the guns and the ammo that are sold in those stores?
Companies that have been around since the 1850s all the way up through the early 1900s.
There are companies that also help feed the military-industrial complex.
I'm just simply pointing out that also because guys who basically rode the open range back in the 1870s before barbed wire, they had to buy their weapons from somewhere, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so those people don't count? Only the military-industrial complex counts in your argument here?
Well, I didn't say those would be...
I mean, I used to be part of it, technically, if you think about it, because back when I was a soldier and then transformed over to a private military contractor, I still have to use that stuff. It's not like I'm going to use fresh fruit and pointed sticks.
Sure.
Where do I go from there? Do I just start making my own and... That means I got to invest in a lathe and stuff like that? What?
DeWalt makes a nail gun right now that shoots...
Are you talking about that cordless...
It's like an AR-15 fucking nail rifle that shoots
a
fucking...
That's the one that roofers use, right?
You were talking how much of a stimulus it could be, and I said, especially in a country, that the economy is driven by these companies that make ammo and weapons and stuff that help fuel the military.
Look, okay.
Let's stop for a second there
and think about what you just said, because GE is one of the contractors, along with General Dynamics, that makes the M134 minigun. Yet GE is also all about green energy and crap like that, too. So, I mean, I would think that green people would be conflicted.
I failed to see what your point is there.
Which part of the logical, cogent statement that I just made was so obtuse that you couldn't understand?
Well, it wasn't that.
I'm talking about a company that people are just so up in arms about, because you just said military-industrial complex because they cause wars and whatnot, and that's not nice for the planet. But they're the same people that make a hell of a weapon with the help of General Dynamics. Yet on the other side of the coin, they're all about Benjamins trying to go ahead and get these clean Whisper jets produced so that they can get more from $17 to $22 billion. Come on. What cap and trade was all about, kids?
Hey, shut up long enough to let somebody reply. God damn.
Well, we already got to hear your point. Now it's my turn.
Yes, but you can't make comments directed at me and then expect me not to want to reply.
Well, I'm countering the points that you'd made earlier.
No, you're not. I never once said any of these things. Like you're just making stuff up.
No, I'm not making stuff up. Talked about before the break. You talked about the military industrial complex. Did you not?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My pretend voice heard that. Okay.
But before the break, anybody listening to the show in the chat room or on the panel before the break. Was anything about the military-industrial complex ever said?
Yeah. That's what caused me to call in, plus what Vince said about basically a mini-stimulus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I,
And here's an interesting thing about that.
12 guards at every school in the nation. You know how much that's, oh my God, that's going to create so many jobs. All these military people that are coming back from, that could be a challenge in and of itself. But some of these military people, instead of having them, you know, back there doing patrolling in Iraq or Afghanistan, have them stationed outside of fucking schools. Why not?
Well, yeah, just posse, let homeless...
Fuck posse comitatus. Just put the troops outside the schools. It's for the kids. For the kids.
Oh, no, not using Hillary's term. It's for the children.
It's for the kids.
That doesn't work. Like I said, I went to a heavily fortified school, and there were multiple shootings on my campus. There were multiple what were termed riots, which were 40 or 50 man gang fights that happened in my cafeteria. We went through four vice principals there because two got beat up in our cafeteria during said riots, and one of them quit because they felt like they weren't getting anything accomplished. And all at this time we had, like I said, SWAT parked outside of the school I went to. The school district has its own police force. It's a highly manned police force. There are a lot of police officers that work for it, and it does nothing to help improve the situation in any of these schools. These kids that go there, I know from firsthand experience, feel like they're going to prison. They dread going to school on a daily basis. You have to wear clear or mesh backpacks so they can see into your backpack at all times.
Well, so basically it's kind of like Congress, if you think about it, except they've got the nice, you know, perks like pay and a great place to live.
Yeah, I think they should forfeit their salaries and pensions and all that. I think they should be civil servants just
for the sake of it.
Yeah, because they're all millionaires anyways. At least the senators and the president should just forfeit their income.
You know, that's a good point. Anybody who's got more than several terms under their belt, because they've already... Right, because they've already used the insider trading thing, right, Vince?
Yeah, they're already rich through their connections. They don't need that fucking
right.
Like that's like John Paulson or Hank Paulson, who took time off from working at Goldman Sachs to take, you know, a pay cut down to $100,000 a year, and did the TARP thing and then bounced and went back to his blind trust.
Look at Hank Johnson in Georgia. Look at how much his net worth has been after just, what, six terms in Congress? Remember, he's the Guam guy, thinking that too many people on one side would make a tip over. I mean, this guy's net worth was less than $100,000 when he
Feinstein?
Assumed office.
Dianne Feinstein, who's one of the biggest like gun control people?
Oh, yeah.
She's fucking loaded, dude. She's loaded. She's got arms.
Well, she was already loaded thanks to your area's civil government. Remember? Because God knows she milked the Harvey Milk thing. Nope.
Oh, yeah. I remember when she was mayor.
Yeah.
Crazy times. Crazy times.
But right, then, people always want to bring that up, Vince, but they don't want to bring up Bobby Seale saying violent, horrible things on the steps of the San Francisco courthouse. But they'll bring up guys like Jim Yeager down here in Camden, Tennessee. Because they feel so threatened.
Jim Yeager who? What? Not familiar.
The guy who said, pack your bags. I'll get into that in overtime. I'll explain some of that.
Okay.
If you like, I can post a link.
Oh, sure, yeah. If that explains it, please do. All right, folks, we are getting dangerously close to being done with the live broadcast. If you're listening and want to continue to listen in overtime, you're going to have to call in now at 347-826-7667. I have on lay board with me tonight Anon Sicko, Shady Playa, Mr. Flintstone, Flyover Territory. We lost City of Flint somehow, but it's all good.
So I already played Richard Cheese, Dick Cheese, for Von Rage, didn't I? Did I do that already? Or do I have to play that again? I forgot. All right. You did. Good events. All right. Thank you. No, I have like a little list of things that I wanted to talk about and things that I wanted to play. And I played all the music I was supposed to play and did all the little subjects and topics. Yeah, I think we pretty much covered it. That was a lot of fun. I want to give a big ups to my chat room, chit chatters, people who stuck it out to the end. I really appreciate the love. Thank you for listening. If you've listened through the entire program, you're awesome. If you want to keep listening live, we're going to do overtime. Matt, you have to call in the next 3 minutes, or else you'll just have to check it out in the archive. But before we go off live, I want to say thank you to Anon Sicko, Blog Talk Girl, Chef Bone RD, Dougie, Flyover Territory, Guest, Gorillas by Night, bunch of guest listeners, King Wishbone, Little Lion, Mary Mad. Great to see Mary Mad in the house. She's sleeping, everybody. Don't wake Mary Mad. Don't make Mad. Oh, Mary Mad, you should come out tomorrow night. You're gonna like the show tomorrow night. The show tomorrow night is with Boots Riley of The Coup. That reminds me, I have to remind him that we're doing the show tomorrow night. But if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay, you can check out tomorrow's show with Boots Riley. If you like hip hop, if you like rap, if you like Oakland-based funk, you'll love Boots Riley and The Coup. They got a new record out. They just did a tour of the world, basically. And Boots will be my guest tomorrow, God willing. And go to overtime. I'm going to play some Coup to get us going here. And we'll be back with some chit-chat in overtime. I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. What was I going to play? Some Coup. Shmoop, what do you think about The Coup? Do you like The Coup?
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Okay, so let's play... Yeah, let's play... This is one of the songs from his new record, The Coup's new record. It's called The Guillotine. And we'll have Boots on the show live tomorrow. Check it out. Until then, I'm just saying, and I'm just out of it, though.
Sleep in the doorway, piss on the floor.
Look in the sky, wait for missiles to show. It's been a blow, cause they got the TV, we got the truth. They own the judges and we got the proof. We got hella people, they got helicopters. They got the bombs and we got the, we got the,
we got the guillotine. We got the guillotine, you better run.
Tell the boss, call police to escort them. You don't ride out them lies, you just quote them. Get offline, plug into this modem. No, you can't outvote them, the rules are still golden. Only jewels we holding, just regarding our scrotum. If you press the ear to the turf that is stolen, you can hear the sound of limitations exploding. Please, sir, may we have another portion? With children of the beast that dies the abortion. Next place firm between the floor and the portion. We'll shut your shit down, don't call it extortion. Caution, we're coming for your head. So call the feds and get files and shred. Every textbook read said bring you the bread. But guess what we got you instead?
We got the guillotine. We got the guillotine. You better run. We got the guillotine. We got the guillotine. You better run.
The show and then just kind of shoot the shit behind the scenes style. We still have Spyko with us. Spyko, what's up?
Oh, hey, Vince. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just doing a radio show. What are you doing?
Oh, you're doing a radio show? Really?
Yeah. Man, what are you doing?
Hey, you guys. All right. Tiny
come back. We'll come back to you. Sicko, what it do? We're in overtime. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like it was a pretty decent show.
Yeah, not bad. It was a good turnout. There's a lot of people, a lot of peeps. I mean, it started off really on a dubious note with Shadow DXS.
Maybe that's why I feel it was such a good show, because it could only get better from how it began.
Yeah, that was amazing. Big ups to Shadow DXS. That card is my favorite by far. So I think it's cool. But he was just in and out. That's what I liked.
Mine's the shit. Let me go find mine for you.
Oh yeah, and we had Assert Mac Fags on the in the house for a little while. Got to play her track for her. Even got a cameo there at the end with Flyover Territory. He had to leave us. He had disconnected on Skype. Skype sucks ass. It was bearable before, but now that Microsoft's behind it, it's caca.
I just posted the link to my trading card in the chat room.
Oh, I gotta check it out. Oh, Black Ninjas did your trading card. That's awesome. All right, we got Shady Playa in the place. What's up, Shady Playa?
Nothing much, Vince. Just listening to Overtime and just kicking back and relaxing.
Dude, so I forgot your title again. Your minister.
I am the Minister of Foreign BTR Relations.
So what have you? So in what's going on with that? Like, have you been doing any relations lately?
I've been going to all the various Blog Talk radio shows like Goofy Bone, Vince in the Bay, which is you, of course, Mr. Midnight Movie, and Desert Rose Radio, et cetera, et cetera, and just trying to keep the relations high and keep, like, I don't – that war, so to say.
You know who a good diplomat to score points with is Stabby McHugs. We must establish a good, solid relationship, working relationship with Stabby McHugs.
Yeah, we do. He's vital to
Yeah,
BTR.
He's like the ombudsman of late night BTR. That's where I get my information.
Yeah, he helped carve the path from Goofy Bone's bathroom to the computer room for me. I thank him for that.
So Anon Sicko's card has you get plus 500 to intelligence, whatever that means.
It has
girl cooler than him. Side effects, uses logic. I think you got pwned, dude. Who did that? The ninjas got you, man. It's okay. They get everybody eventually.
The ninjas are good people.
I love ninjas. I tried to do a show dedicated to ninjas, and I fucked up and said something bad about bacon. And since then, the entire internet is boycotting me.
What the fuck happened on that show, man? Yeah.
What? I'm sorry?
Damn, I missed 2 weeks, and I come back, and the whole internet hates you. What's up with that?
Yeah, this is Ma. What happened on your ninja show, bro?
I dropped the ball. I said something bad about bacon, and a couple of the ninjas were on hold for a long time, and I didn't get to them until late. And so they were kind of, there's a lot of butthurt, and they haven't come back since.
Is that what you went on that bacon-loving extravaganza after that?
Well, to be honest, I blatant politician mode, and I tried to be, like, pro-bacon for a while to try to get a pro-bacon vote in the shorties. It didn't work. They didn't buy it. So I I came back. You know, whatever. You can still vote for me on the shorties. It's just shortyawards.com/Vince of the Bay.
You should put that link in your chat, here, bro.
I will, bro. Give me a second, bro.
Thanks, bro.
All right, bro. I got more bros to put on the line. Do you mind, bro?
Not at all, bro. Go ahead, bro. All
right, bro. I'm totally going to bring another bro on. I'm bringing on Mr. Flintstone. You're back.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Flintstone. First time caller tonight. What was your reaction to the show?
It's fairly good. I've tuned in here and there. Wanted to just call in about the gun control thing and was having some fun back and forth in the chat room. But I love it, man. I love the show a lot and think that offers a lot of different uncensored point of views. So I think that's always good.
Yeah, it's always good.
I'm about to eat a bacon sandwich with bacon bread.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be delicious.
Dude, today one of the what is it? I like hot girls. I think on Twitter, she tweeted like she just said hot, and it was a pic. And usually it's something. It's like a chick's ass or something. But today or yesterday, it was just bacon. Totally got trolled by the.
You just posted a link in your chat room. It's probably one of the greatest things in the world.
I concur.
Everybody go look at it.
I can only imagine.
Dude, I'm a chef, and I make this thing called the bacon bomb, which is fucking insane. It'll kill you, but it's delicious.
But it will kill you. It'll fucking, it'll hurl you over dead in one fucking sitting.
Right now we're missing Spyco in Tiny Chat with Shadow DXS, Spyco, Radiant Things, which is Elliot, a.k.a. Whore. Chick, like, seriously, went by Whore. Anyway, XU Out. Oh, I have to give a big ups to XU Out for coming out. I hope he listens to this in the archives. But and that dude Guest, I guess, is in there too. Dude, I don't trust those guys. I don't go to those fucking Tiny Chats anymore. Wait, I Has Candy just said that I hung up on him. I won't forget that. What? What are you talking about? I didn't hang up on anybody.
Oh, he won't forget that. Oh, who the fuck cares?
What the hell is he talking about, dude? People drop off all the time. Like, I'm telling you, we're in overtime. Once if you lose connection or something, like, I might lose connection. Like, seriously, it could happen where suddenly I drop off, bump off because of Skype or whatever.
And then we would go until Blog Talk Radio kicks us off, even if it's for 24 hours.
What?
Said if you ever get kicked off and can't get back on, I will continue to do your show until Blog Talk Radio kicks us off.
Oh, yeah, exactly, which would be, that would be another 50 minutes, 48 minutes.
Oh, that's right, it does it at midnight. God damn it. I was hoping it was going to be like noon or some shit.
Noon? Okay, let's bring on a caller. Here we go, caller, your hands up. Who's this?
Hey, it's Blog Talk Girl.
Oh,
and I'm not
talker.
Falling asleep for the first time in I don't know how many months. I tuned into your show. I tune into your show to go to sleep sometimes because your voice is very relaxing and puts me to sleep, but it didn't do that tonight. So I think that's progress.
This is Bathtub Girl, a.k.a. Blog Talk Girl. You can hear the water lapping in the background.
Seriously.
She calls in
from the
tub.
I had to do my hair.
Yeah, she calls in from the tub.
You're trying to do your hair in the bathtub?
Well, I washed my hair. I have really long hair, and I had to take good care of it. So,
you guys want to go to the green room together?
Sure.
Mr. Flintstone, is that you? Did you want to get down with the bathtub girl in the green room?
No.
Right.
I'm a first-time caller. I don't know what that means, Vince.
Oh,
no.
You've got...
Just say no. Just say no.
No.
All right, let's take another caller. Let's see who this person is. Caller, you just put your hand up. Who is this?
Hey, this is Chef Bone RD.
Chef Bone RD?
Yes.
Oh, Mac.
What is up with you, Chef Bone RD?
Oh, nothing much. I was just kicking back listening to the show earlier. It was a pretty good show. Even though I pretty much enjoyed the previous night's show with Lee Stranahan and the other guy just getting into a complete argument.
Yeah, that was a train.
Hello?
Is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah,
it's on.
Yeah, you kind of have to excuse me about that. I'm on a shitty-ass track phone.
Well, if you lose connection, you can't call back in, just so you know. And over time, the number doesn't work.
No problem.
I don't think anybody can hear me.
I can hear you, Sicko.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
I feel like that. I Has Candy said he was allegedly was on the line, and he's complaining to me. And now he's like, dude, this
Do you really care, Vince? Do you really honestly care? Because I mean,
but he gets all butthurt, and he's like goes after people. I don't. That's somebody I don't need to be like giving me any guff, dude. You hung up on me. I won't forget that.
Yeah, he has enough enemies right now with the whole bacon debacle.
Bacon thing. Bacon's bad for you.
Bacon's great.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
I hate bacon. I really do.
Shut up.
Vince, do you like turkey bacon at least? Or other forms of
bacon? I love turkey bacon. I like bacon. See, that's the thing.
Well, turkey bacon has more salt in it.
It's
true.
In my opinion.
Regular
I think
bacon's better.
I think they're both tasty. I can acquire the taste for both. I like bacon. I don't see why it's such a catchy meme and why it's so, it's like religion on the internet. Like,
I don't get that either.
I really do like bacon.
I was making anti-bacon jokes.
You are.
You're lucky I didn't see it.
Hey, I was just having fun. I was just teasing.
I don't care. You watch what you say about bacon, bro.
See, you're not allowed to say
anything. But what else is sacrilegious?
Hang on, guys. You guys talk. I've got to compose a tweet to I Has Candy and fucking put out this fire really quick.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
He's a slave to Twitter. I swear to God he is.
His Twitter page is just filled with fucking fuckery all over it.
I mean, 45,000 tweets? Who tweets that much?
Oh, I'm surprised I've made it up to like 1,245 right now.
Greg, that's over the course of 4 years. Come on.
Oh, 4 years? Okay. I thought it was like a year and a half. You work, and where do you find something?
And half of those are just spam of my link to my show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. That's true. I forgot about that.
I have 35,000 in just over a year. Is that bad?
Wait, now.
Can
you even
hear me? I didn't hear the very first number, 7,000.
I probably hear the but you sound muffled.
I sound what?
You sound
in the first two or three words that were muffled, that's all.
Oh, no, I said I have 35,000 tweets in just over a year. Is that bad?
Wow. Well, maybe you're just a creative person. I mean, I'm creative, but I just, no. I have these long nails, and I can't type well. I'm always making typos. So I usually curse when I tweet. You know?
You should use your voice.
I should. My friend was going to get me that dragon thing, because it's really... I have
I
my nails for a reason for a research program. And
I always prefer to just tweet from the computer.
For a year and a half, the July before last July, is when I joined Twitter, and I have 70,000 tweets.
Wow.
Yeah, I joined Twitter myself earlier in the year, and so far now I have 1,445.
Dude, I'm so tame in comparison to these people.
You are. You're a baby.
Yeah.
Man, these trading cards. Please tell me this picture.
I'm like a hybrid. I'm part internet, part IRL person.
Yeah, I know.
Is this picture of I Has Candy on this card real? Is this really him?
Apparently, according to, are you looking at
the play card, the playing card, the one that's the same series that Sicko just showed us? I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. If this is really him,
if it's Shadows, if you're looking at Shadows cards, they all
are
accurate.
Yeah. This is great.
I'll have to look at those.
Oh, it's worth it.
Well, Vince,
Have you ever had a bacon donut?
Ew.
Have you ever had a bacon milkshake?
No.
Yes, I have actually.
Oh,
I have.
I've had bacon with a donut, like, on top, or, like, you, like, slice the donut in half, like, it, like, almost like it's a bagel, and you just put the bacon in.
Dude, I'm going to have to start calling in once a week and, like, dropping recipes. I'm a chef, and I do some crazy shit down here in Miami. And
that would be awesome if we just had once a week a cooking show or a cooking segment.
Yeah, or, like, even just a couple minutes, but there's I have a recipe for a homemade maple, like kind of like a maple glazed donut with bacon, and it's fucking incredible. Damn.
Do you ever watch The Pioneer Woman on Food Network?
Yeah.
She's a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know it. She's bulimic. I mean, since she was like 14, 15. Which
she's
is ironic
like,
that she has a food
the new
show.
Paula Deen. Fucking.
Well, I mean, her dad was a surgeon and all that. And it's crazy.
Yeah, a cooking segment, Vince. That'd be incredible.
That would be. I'd listen to that.
Yeah, I'd take notes.
I do southern green beans where you cook the green beans in bacon grease. Do any of you guys do that? Or?
Yes.
No. What you do is you take green beans and you wrap them in bacon. You put some brown sugar on top of them and you put them in the oven. And you bake them for a little bit. And when you pull them out.
It takes 3 hours.
Yeah, so you just take like 30, 45 minutes or whatever.
That would be better.
You make it all stay together.
I have a better recipe. Put bacon in pan, fry, eat.
Man, all this bacon talk is making me take a bong hit.
I've had this cologne. It's supposed to smell like Ken's Pizza, and then there's a bacon cologne. Have you guys seen those?
No.
Yeah, there's bacon everything now. Down here in Miami, one of the restaurants that I used to work at, they have a bar that for like fucking $5, any drink that you get, you can put a shot of like rendered bacon, like, you know, bacon fat, but they render it like rendered butter, so it isn't like all coagulated.
Right.
Wow. And people put shots of bacon in everything. Vodka, fucking brandy, whiskey, all day long. $5.
That's disgusting. That is absolutely horrid.
That
is
insane.
I mean, I'm a fan of sausage more than I am bacon. So.
Spyko, wait, hang on a second. Let's get Spyko's opinion. Spyko, what do you think of that? Spyko, there. Did we lose Spyko? Hello? Is this on? 1, 2,
I don't
check,
hear him.
Check.
We can hear you.
Maybe
well, I can hear
asleep.
You.
Spyko, are you there? Maybe he's muted us. Okay. No, he's probably on another
chat.
No, he's in a tiny chat. He's not even paying attention. Never mind.
Yeah, it's I think that whole bacon thing started about 5 or 6 years ago in the food movement, when the whole foodie movement and Food Network was getting so popular. But now it's a phenomenon, man.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing is, right wing trolls like to use it to troll Arabs, but which is kind of weird and ironic, because these are all so the people that are supposed to be pro-Israel who also don't eat bacon.
Right.
Well, you want to know what's funny is I just researched the Israeli bacon thing, and you want to know what's really fucked up is that God just kind of like tells them in their Bible or whatever that it's just like you just can't eat bacon, or they just don't even give them a reason why they can't eat pork. So now a majority of them.
Animal. That's why.
Yes, or a hoofed animal. I'm sorry,
from a
hoofed
Jewish
animal.
Family.
Yeah, the whole hoofed animal thing, but
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just hilarious.
Well, it's a filthy animal. I mean, it really is.
You know what would be, like, the most epic trolling to do to, like, a Muslim or an Arab would be to, like, send someone, like, a picture of fucking cooked bacon and then put, like, Muhammad just
that
and
would incense them.
Their brains would probably fucking collectively
attack.
Melt. Like, they probably, it'd be the one thing that would stop the whole, like, radical movement. They would be so up in arms about it. I ain't gonna do it though, because they're fucking real serious about that showing Muhammad.
They are.
They are fucking deathly. Didn't they kill some like Norwegian news reporter recently, or journalist, or something like that?
Yeah, for drawing the cartoon of Muhammad.
Yeah, they like fucking hunted him down. Like they got him.
Well, they just sentenced a woman and her 7 children to 15 years. For just converting to Christianity from Islam.
Yeah, that was in Egypt. Yeah, the people. Well,
times are changing. Do not go to Egypt.
They just wanted to take their Christian names back.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking incredible. Yeah, man. Other, you know, as fucked up as America is, you hear certain shit. Like a couple months ago, I heard that this family in Italy wanted to name their kid 7 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, they stepped in, the local government there, and they were like,
no, you can't name it Seven because this kid's going to be fucking ridiculed all of his life.
I don't think so, though. I think it's a good name.
And they named the kid like Antonita or some fucking name. They named the government. Had to...
Better than naming your fucking child Apple, for Christ's sake.
That is true.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Sound effects are fun.
I had an acquaintance with their child, Lord.
You guys ever do tongue twisters? You ever play tongue twisters?
Mm-mm.
No.
I mean, I know what a tongue twister is.
Do you
want to
play tongue twisters?
Dandy sells seashells by the seashore.
No, dude. No, dude. I'm talking about shit like...
Oh, lesbian porn?
No. Hang on. You know what? We're just going to play another edition. I think this calls for another edition of Tongue Twisters. It's not porn. It's Jesus Christ.
I love you.
It's time for Tongue Twisters with Vince in the Bay. Now say red leather, yellow leather, five times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fat frogs flying past fast. She sells seashells by the seashore. Say toy boat five times fast.
Toy boat.
All right. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Surely shall see the sunshine soon.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. So, from that little montage there, it's time for Tongue Twisters. Okay, from that montage there, you kind of get the gist of what's going on here. I give you three tongue twisters. You get them all right, you get a prize. And we're going to start with, why don't we start with Bathtub Girl? Go ahead, BTR Girl. BTR Girl, are you ready to play tongue twisters?
Are we going to do that red leather, yellow leather one first?
Oh, you want to do that one?
Well, yeah, because I used to do that for facial exercises. So.
That's
where you got that from, right?
I don't even know where I got this shit from, dude. I think I got it from all over the place.
When I used to try to act. Yeah, I'll try.
No, I actually don't have... Oh, okay, here you go. Here's your first tongue twister.
Okay.
Now say red leather, yellow leather, five times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather. Why can't I have black? Black leather.
Very good. Let's see.
I like black leather shoes.
Okay. Well, you might be able to win that. I can't promise it, but it's potentially out there. Or something even better. You don't even know. Okay, you ready for your next one? This is tongue twister
okay.
number two. Sheila shut the shop shutter.
Oh, that's God, let's screw that up. Say that one more time for me. Sheila shut
to say
what?
It one time. You just have to say it one time. Here it is. Here you go. Sheila shut the shop shutter.
Okay. Sheila shut the shop shutter.
Let's see.
I got that one, didn't I?
Judges?
No?
Yeah. Got it. Oh, okay. All right.
Getting
that's
closer
two.
To those black shoes. Ooh.
One more to go. Here we go. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult. Here we go.
Okay.
Ready? This is your last, third and final.
Scared.
Tongue twister.
Like I'm scared of bacon.
Any noise, a noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, a noise, an oyster most.
Oh, you're evil! One more time. Let me hear that one more time.
All right. Can you hear it okay?
Yeah, I could kind of hear it, but then I got flustered in the middle of it because I
realized noise,
how hard it was.
Any noise, a noise, an oyster. Hang on. All right, good. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Any noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, a noise, an oyster most.
Any noise, an oyster. A loud noise, a noise, an oyster. I can't remember all of it.
Try again.
Oh, man.
We'll try it. Two more tries. Try it again.
I need to hear it one more time. Is it, I'm sorry?
It's any noise, a noise. Okay, hang on. Let me find it.
Oh, so sexy.
I lost my place.
Mm.
Okay, here you go. Here is your third and final tongue twister.
Okay.
Any noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, an oyster most.
I just can't do it. I'm going to have to fail it. Okay,
you get one more shot at it. Try it one more time. Here, maybe if you hear it one more time, you'll get it.
Any noise, pretty, an oyster.
But a noisy noise, an oyster most. I mean, it's pretty easy. Come on. Here it is. Okay. Your last shot. If you don't get this, you don't get the prize, all right? Here we go. Your third and final shot at your third and final tongue twister. Any noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, an oyster most.
Any noise, an oyster. But a... I don't know why I can't remember it, but I can't. So I fell. It was worth a try.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Oh, so sorry. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. Sicko, you're back. Do you want to play Tongue Twisters?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Flintstone, you're back. Do you want to play Tongue Twisters?
Sure.
Okay. You get three Tongue Twisters, get them all right, you get a prize.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Flintstone, here is your first tongue twister.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Correct. Yes, you got it. Yeah, you just have to say it once.
Weird.
All right, here's another one. Here's number two. Tongue twister number two.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Excellent. That's what, three? Oh, one more and you're in.
All right.
Wow, man. Dude.
I'm fucking pumped right now.
Are you ready for... Are you ready for... oysters?
Yeah, man. Let me hear it one more time.
All right, here you go. This is your third and final tongue twister. Bathtub Girl could not get this. I mean, Blog Talk Girl.
Any noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, an oyster most.
Any noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, an oyster most.
Judges? That's correct. Is that your third one? Did you get that?
I am. I got it.
Oh wow. Okay. So this is what we're gonna do for your prize. We are going to have to get a little bit of information from you. What is the nearest metropolitan area that you could pick up your prize from?
I'm in South Florida, so there's several. From
South
Beach County
Florida
to Miami.
South
so I'm in the
Florida.
We can go Boca Raton, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Miami, Florida. Anywhere in the vicinity. As long as it isn't a pipe bomb, because I can't really pick that
no,
up.
No. It'll be much better than that. Don't worry about it.
Much better than that. Yes.
What,
some
wait,
Ted Kaczynski caliber.
Pensacola? No.
Pensacola? Jesus.
Yeah, that's up
on
the panhandle, dude.
That's another state.
Oskaloosa?
No, I think that's Alabama.
Okay, what was the first two that you said?
We could. Do you have anything for Boca Raton?
Boca Raton, is it like Daytona Beach?
Nah, it's like a really fucking ritzy, rich area where like a lot of people come to retire. That's where Jerry
yeah,
Seinfeld's
there.
Parents
I've been
lives.
There. I was actually
yeah.
there during Katrina, like right after
were
Katrina
you
went through there. Right after
why?
Through there.
What were you doing here?
Because a friend of mine lives there, had a house there, and we did our fantasy football draft there that year. And
I live in the beach over. I live in Deerfield, but Boca is kind of close, and a lot of my family was there.
All right, Boca. So fuck, I'm not seeing Boca. It's not Jacksonville, Gainesville. No,
that's all northern. I mean, if you say a city that I recognize,
Sarasota.
No, that's all northern.
There's a place called Space Coast.
Yeah, that's where they, like Kennedy Space Center, it's like pretty much the only thing there.
Oh, St. Augustine, Tallahassee, Tampa Bay, Treasure Coast.
It's like you have only places above Lake Okeechobee, like it's crazy. Whatever directory you're looking in is like northern directory.
This is interesting. Here, let me just do this. Oh, my goodness. West Palm Beach, Treasure Coast, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach is
West
fine.
West Palm Beach. There we go. Boom. West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're on to something here. Okay. Well, let's see. Do you have a cat?
I do have a cat, but I won't have one for long, unfortunately. It's sad. Why'd you have to open up that can of worms, Vince, huh?
Oh, sorry to open the wound. Okay, forget the cat. Forget the cat, because you're going to walk away with a free water dryer. You got to pick it up in Coconut Creek.
That's not far at all, the
washer dryer works good. It comes you have to come and get them at the laundry room upstairs. You have to do your own hauling. In return, you need to bring the new washer dryer up to the upstairs laundry room. So you'll need to bring two strong guys to move you your new washer dryer.
That's crazy, because that's my Craigslist ad. I'm giving away that washer and dryer.
Have the right tools. Make sure you have the right tools. You want to text. Well, I'll give you a text number through PM or email. But here you go. Here's the link to it. Are you in the chat room right now by any chance?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, here you go. There's the link to your prize. Congratulations.
Oh, man. It looks so nice. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for participating in Tongue Twisters.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to dry a bunch of dirty money in that dryer.
Ma says she wants to play.
Who?
Ma.
Okay, Ma, you want to play Tongue Twisters?
Yes.
All right, okay. let's see. You got to do three. You get three chances at each. All right, here you go. Melissa 13, here's your first tongue twister. Sheila shut the shop shutter.
Sheila shut the shop shutter.
Judges? Yeah. Okay, good. Let's see. Let's find another one here. Do you like? Do you want to say stuff five times fast, or do you want to just say like just one time thing?
You patriot Greg a little. Say that again.
Do you want to try to say something five times fast?
Do I want to try to say something fast? That's not what I heard you doing with the rest of the contestants. So
no, no, no. That's part of it. Here you go. This is your tongue twister number two.
Okay.
Say toy boat five times fast.
Toy boat five times fast.
No, dude, it's got to be toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Blah, 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 blah.
What else you said? You got to give me some credit for that. No.
No.
No, I'll do it if you want me to. Toy boat. Toy,
all right, okay, on a technicality right there, you got me. Okay, fine. Fine. All right, fine. Technically, you caught me on that one. I'm going to have to get rid of that one. God damn it.
Yeah.
So how many did you get right?
Shit, I don't know if it's that you're patriot gregging or if his phone is sucking. Can you say what you just said again?
How many did you get right?
Two.
Oh, so you get one more and that's it?
Two. Jesus.
Okay. Here you go. Here's your third and final tongue twister. Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got it. All right. So, congratulations. Okay. Now, name the nearest metropolitan area that you'd like to pick this up, pick up your prize.
Walnut. I'm just kidding.
Walnut Creek. Okay, Walnut Creek. I'm sorry. Patriot Greg again. What was the nearest?
I said Walnut Creek is a joke, but you could do Oakland or San Francisco, whatever.
San Francisco Bay Area. How about that? Bakersfield, Chico.
No.
There's no Oakland. What's up with that? Where's fucking Oaktown? Where's the town? What's up with that?
Yeah, right. Looking for me to pick some bullshit up? I win like someone's free couch.
All right, you're Bay Area, so we're doing Bay Area. Fuck it.
Yeah, East Bay.
Okay, fine. East Bay. Let's see.
That's my mark, probably.
I love how the last guy that won had to have, like, make sure you bring two big guys. You have to bring.
What the crap are you giving?
Not only do you have to haul down the fucking thing that I'm giving you, but you have to help me bring up the one I'm installing.
It's like, bring a sandwich, please, for my friends.
This is
can
the
you
best
cater?
I've ever thought. Like, I've got a free prize for you, and then leaving it to a fucking Craigslist ad if someone's trying to get rid of their crap. It's fucking brilliant, dude. I have to admit. Like, why don't you make it easy for me? Look for Pittsburgh, California, and see what people got for me.
Dude. Okay, here you go. This is what you won, Ma. All right, are you in the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's totally in the chat. This is what you've won. Get ready.
Well, I can't wait to see this.
You have won a bunch of broken down boxes that you have to pick up in Berkeley. You got maybe 50 broken down boxes. Take all or as many of them as you want. Just leave them as you found them, nice and organized. Make sure they remain weighed down so they don't blow around the street. They're on the curbside outside of 1629 Julia Street.
Could you even get me some washer and dryer, really?
Not disturb the
Did you post the link? Did you post it in the chat room?
I'm going to do it right now. This is your...
No, man, I have something else. Fuck that shit.
No, you want the boxes, dude.
No.
Damn.
No?
I like how they put Bunch O broken, like it's going to be a franchise one day.
All right,
Bunch O broken down boxes.
We got to bring back on Chef Bonardi's. Chef Bonardi, thanks for hanging in.
Yeah.
There.
Hey, how's it going?
Did you want to play Tongue Twisters?
I guess I'll give it a crack.
All right. Let's see. Here you go. Yeah, Tongue Twister number one. Mary married Harry.
Mary married Harry.
I believe that's correct.
Yes. Okay.
Tongue Twister number two. Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Sounds like,
for applause.
That's pretty good. Okay, here you go. This is a tough one. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, Chef Bone RD, here you go. Your third and final tongue twister. Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Can you imagine imagine?
Nope. You get two more shots at it. Do you want to hear it again?
Do it again, bro. Write it down. Right. Type it.
No.
I wish my mind would compute all that.
Here it is again. Listen, just shut up. Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Can you imagine imaginary
You get one more shot, dude. You want to try? You want to hear it one more time?
I'm gonna have to flub it like Joe Flacco.
Really carefully, just get the rhythm of it. Here you go. One last shot. Check it out. This is your third and final shot, your third and final tongue twister. You have a prize on the line here, dude. Here it is. Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Can you imagine imaginary?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
We have some lovely parting gifts, though, for you, Chef Bonardi, so you don't go home empty-handed.
All right. You can have my boxes.
You can totally have the links in there. You can totally take those boxes, dude. Spyco, do you want to play... Are you there, Spyco? Spyco, Earth of Spyco. Okay, well, I guess that wraps up Tongue Twisters. That was fun. Thanks for participating, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you for everything.
Good time.
Thank you very much.
Left. Let's go around the horn here real quick. Let's see. Bathtub Girl, final thoughts.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you still shoot like documentaries and things like that? Because I might have a project.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then we can talk offline about that then.
Perfect. I love it. Let's see. Chef Bone RD, any final thoughts before we sign off here tonight?
Yes, I think I'd like to take a nice trip to Stupidville, whatever you want to call it, and have some nice, fine Italian dining that Lee Stranahan had the other night, you know? But anyway, tonight was a great night. I don't know what else to say. Oh, check me out on Twitter. Peace.
All right, Chef Bone RD, appreciate that. Mr. Flintstone, any parting thoughts before we sign off here?
No, thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun. Can't wait to call in with some nice recipes for you in the future.
Oh, I appreciate that. I look forward to it. Should definitely coordinate.
Yes, 100%. I'm following you now on Twitter, so I'll hit you up.
All right. Sounds good. Sicko, final thoughts before we sign off.
This.
Go ahead. You can have my. What? Oh, Melissa 13. Final thoughts, please.
My final thoughts are noise, a noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
It sounded pretty
what?
Good. I think you got it. Do it again.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Yeah, sounds good. You still don't win a prize or anything. It's over. You got the boxes. I mean, you want more boxes?
I'd like a hot tub. I have to move myself, but whatever.
Well, I could see. I don't know. Maybe next time.
Yeah, exactly.
The prizes are random. You're lucky there wasn't any labor involved. So thanks. Tell so Sicko's not gonna say goodbye.
Sicko will come on here and say be safe and have fun, everybody. Here, hold on, let me hand it to him.
All right, guys, be safe, have fun. See y'all next time. I don't know what I'm ever supposed to say during the final thought.
It's just anything that's on your mind. Any, like, you want to give big ups to people, you want to, like, promote something, but that's fine. If you don't have anything to say, you can just say, like, fucking suck my penis. That's what a lot of people do. But I'm classy. I don't say shit like that. I just want to thank everybody for participating tonight. It's been quite a carpet ride with you tonight. I can't believe it was almost 3 hours ago that Shadow DXS revealed to me my whatever tarot card thingy, my playing card. I don't even know what the fuck it is, but big ups to Shadow for that. Also big ups to Assert, MacFags, and City of Flint for calling in. Of course, Spyco, Sicko, Chef Bonard, Mr. Minton Flint or Schmidt or whatever, Blog Talk Radio Girl, Von Rage lurking in the shadows, and yeah, everybody else, thank you very much. Good night. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Tomorrow night, my guest. Boots Riley of the Coup. It's his new record just came out. If you're down with Occupy, he was part of Occupy Oakland, and he just came out with a new record. Just did a tour. He's doing tomorrow, and this is his song, Magic Clap. The Magic Clap. It's not the Magic Fap. It's the Magic Clap.
Come on, kids. Disposable. Muscle up, cheap, we got blows to blow.
to the folks that risen. There'll be no division. We make the motor move. They show for driven. Right now we can't shine right like a broken rhythm. I'll figure out the 14th is a broke commitment. Good evening, tonight we bring to you worn out streets that I sing to you. 45 shells that I dance to the beat. Tell me so loud that I can't see the beat. Chase that vanish if you blink an eye. Face getting locked in the clean tonight. The salary cap on the first certificate. Notarize eyes that first certificate. Morning prayers for the card start. A man in a whiskey and a heart to heart. Hope in a track switch to flash and run. While agony jingles with a badge and gun. Poetry shouted from the squeal of the bus. Break hands in the air. Try to feel for an escape. Flash in my eyes like candid snaps. When we clap back, it's a magic clap.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very nice.